At their November 2nd meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners revealed that the county had not been awarded the long-anticipated U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Reconnect Broadband Construction Grant. Instead, the USDA awarded $7.6 million to CityNet to install high-speed broadband in Barber, Randolph, Webster, and Doddridge counties. The reason given for not including Pocahontas County was that all of this year's grant money has been spent. The county had earlier received a $75,000 broadband study grant from the USDA Rural Development, which had led them to feel optimistic about obtaining the construction grant. Chris Giannini, a homeowner on Gun Road, once again asked the commissioners to support his efforts to convince either CityNet or Frontier to allow his cable installation company to connect to one of their existing fiber optic lines that are near Gun Road. Allowing him to do this at no cost would enable him to install broadband connections to the homes on Gun Road, thus creating new customers for either Frontier or CityNet. Giannini also suggested that the commissioners look at alternatives for the failed grant. The commissioners passed a motion to invite Region 4, the members of the County Broadband Committee, and representatives of Frontier, CityNet, and the Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone Company to their next commission meeting to have Region 4 explain why they did not receive the grant and to explore other alternatives to bring broadband here. The commissioners discussed the Silver Creek Association's request to reclassify various parcels of real estate. Tina Kirshner of the Assessor's Office explained that this involves the tax rate classification of about 20 condominiums in the Silver Creek Association's building, whose owners only personally use their condos. She said that all of the condos in the building are now taxed at Class 3 commercial rates, regardless of whether they are leased out or just privately used. Gene Simmons, the county prosecutor, has written a letter to the Silver Creek Association telling them that the commission cannot change the tax classification, only assessments, and that they have referred the case to the state tax commissioner. The commissioners discussed a request by the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation, or GVEDC, for them to write a letter to the Pocahontas County Board of Education, or BOE, encouraging them to transfer their deed to the Slavin property in Greenbank to the GVEDC. Commissioner Jesse Grossclose said that what the BOE does with its own property is not the business of either the county commission or of the GVEDC. The other commissioners agreed and no action was taken on this. Alan Johnson of the Eight Rivers Council, a number of residents of Mace, West Virginia, John Castle of Snowshoe Mountain Resort, and Kara Rose of the Convention and Visitors Bureau all spoke in opposition to the Center for Disease Control's National Institute of Occupational Safety, or NIOSH, underground mine safety research facility proposed for Mace, West Virginia. They cited the damages caused to groundwater, wells, county tourism, and local communities. Randy Sharp spoke up saying that if these people are really concerned with the water table in the Mace area, they would stop building homes and installing wells and septic tanks there. The commissioners voted to send a letter to the CDC asking them to stop all work at the site until NIOSH can establish that the project will not adversely affect the county economically or environmentally. The commissioners also voted to become a partner with the Workforce West Virginia's Career Connection Program, approved a contribution request from the High Rocks Educational Corporation for $4,507 to purchase a commercial dishwasher. They voted to write a letter to the Federal Communications Commission requesting the addition of local West Virginia channels to DirecTV and DishNet customers in the county. Commissioner Walt Helmick said the Greenbrier Economic Development Corporation is not functioning the way it should. And finally, Commissioner Grossclose said the county seniors are now financially stable. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.